Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Inman Ebel is here. Beverly is a 20-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of elementary school. She's the founder and the CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's a speech language pathologist. She's an expert, the galactic guru on communication, I call her. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I was telling the audience that you kick us in the backside and make us say things when we need to, and you put your head over our mouth when we talk too much, and we've counted on you all these years to help us with that. When you're working with your clients, and I know you work with a lot of C-level folks, C-suite folks,
yes,
who are called on to make speeches, you know, not just the CEO, sometimes the VP or the EVP of whatever is called upon for their discipline, different places to give speeches. Maybe it's just for the company. What are some of the issues you get from them that we could learn from?
To me, it's amazing that people can be so successful and yet still have that very basic fear that so many people have. I think it's the top four fear, and that's speaking in front of other people. So a lot of times they'll say, you know, I'm really good. I can talk about other good works and everything, but it's hard for me to toot my own horn. And this is especially coming when it's the business owner. It is their
right,
their baby. Their
well, you know, you're talking about the fear. Some people say that public speaking is, people are more afraid of that than a snake or a spider.
I've heard people say it's rated above dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think if they were facing death, I think they would open their mouth.
They kind of would. Yeah, I think you're right. But you know, I can't talk about myself. This is something I think a lot of people think that's what it's all about. When I wrote my first book, my mother almost fainted when I told her, because she thought I was going to write about the family. Her knowledge would be that if you write a book, you got to write about the family, right? Whenever I'm asked to speak to civic groups, you know, they'll say, tell us about, you know, will you come speak? And I'll say, what do you want me to talk about? And they'll say, well, just tell us about yourself. A lot of people think that's what everybody's supposed to speak about. And I always say,
right,
I'm not going to tell you about myself. I'm going to tell you about some ideas I'm thinking about.
And that's what makes it easier. So when you're asked to, you know, get up and say something, talk about one of your customers. Talk about how your product or your service was helpful to someone, or something unique that someone did with it. Give the praise to them. They'll get it. They're going to realize, wow, that must be a really good service, or that's an awesome product, because look what this guy did with it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to toot your own horn. And it you know, so talk about an experience that a customer has had. And that's just easy for most
people.
Well,
or if you went to an industry event, you went to an industry trade group, annual meeting, national meeting somewhere, you probably went to a speech or some kind of a breakout session or something where you learn something that you didn't know that would be helpful to other people. And so just go and parrot that. Just say, hey, this is what I learned. And you know, here's the other thing. You don't have to speak for, if you've been given 25 minutes to speak at a Rotary Club, you don't have to speak 25 minutes. You can speak 15 and sit down.
Well, or you can speak for 15 and ask for questions. And
of course,
if there are
yeah,
no questions, have some questions that you think up. And say, well, you know, sometimes people ask me, and then you ask the question, and you answer the question. You do that one time, and I promise you, somebody out there is going to raise their
yep,
hand, because you have now given them time to think of a question. So I always tell people, have one question up your sleeve that you can, you know, you ask for what, and the way to ask it is, what questions do you have, not do you have any questions? Because if you ask that closed question, most people are going to go, yeah, no. But if you ask their brains what question, they actually go in their brains and search.
Or just ask them whatever your topic was, or maybe even a variation on the topic. Just say, how many of you have used this kind of a product? How many of you have this kind of a challenge or whatever? And they'll, you know, probably they'll raise their hand. And you say, well, what are you doing about that? And then you engage them. That's the other thing I think a lot of speakers don't realize. It's not only okay, it's preferable to engage your audience. And here's the thing, and this is the thing I think most people miss, Beverly. If you're a business owner, you are by definition an expert. You are an expert on what you do and all the things about what you do. And your audience is not. And so if what you have to say is valuable.
You may not do everything right, but you've learned from your mistakes.
And people want to hear from that. And so talk to them about it.
Yes, definitely. And the thing about involving the audience, I always say the smaller the audience, the more successful that is. If you have hundreds of people in the room, that doesn't work as well because unless you have microphones set up, people aren't going to hear the question. You may not hear the question. But if you're talking to 30, 40, 50 people, that's a great way to get your audience involved.
Well, and as long as you're talking about what you're an expert on, there's almost no question they would ask that would be a sensible question that you shouldn't be able to answer.
Right. And, you know, there's always that fear that I'm not going to know. This is what Beverly says when she's not sure what the answer is going to come out of my mouth. That's a great question. That gives me some pause to think about that. Well, you know, based on, and by then my brain has gone into the filing cabinet and pulled out an answer. And I think people appreciate that. You don't have to have that answer the moment that question is out of their mouth. In fact, if you answer too quickly, they think they've asked a stupid question.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're wondering if you can do this, I think all you got to ask yourself is, when a customer comes into your store, are you hesitant to engage them? Heck no. You walk right up to them and say, what can I do to help you? Have the same attitude. Think of it like you're waiting on a customer when you're doing some speaking. When we come back after the break, Beverly's going to tell us what a key message is. I think this is going to be important for us to learn about. And that's after the break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassie. We're right back with Beverly in Medieval.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.